Right, Bridgemont. Let's see what sort of a surgeon you're going to make. Don't be nervous, boy. We've all got to work in operating theatre for the first time. Now, first, check your instruments, utensils, and dressings. Sterilization, the primary central. Now you're absolutely satisfied. Then proceed. Steady. The pad firmly over the mouth. Careful with your hands. One movement, swift and sure. Come on, boy, don't fumble. Get the two ends tied quickly together. Quickly. It's too tight, too tight. Bridgemont, it's far too tight. Now then, check the breathing. Normal. 2 seconds to spare. Well done, well done. Right. That's got your mask on. Now let's try your rubber gloves.
From London, we take the lid off life in Al Reed 64. Here with some random observations on the time, the place and the people. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Reed.
Get your haircut, get your haircut. And whenever you're in doubt, you will hear the people shout, get your head, get your head.
Hair. It's a thing you don't think about, isn't it? But it keeps growing. And it's got to be cut. And there's only one place for that, the barber shop. But it's an anxious moment when you sit in that chair and you see him through the mirror weighing the job up. And the next, please. Right, now then, sir. Have I to cut it, or do you want rollers in? Pardon? I say you've left it a bit late, haven't you? I'm not kidding. Another fortnight, I could have plaited it. Blimey. Hey, is this all yours or are you wearing a busby? Well, I did try to come in last week, but I couldn't manage it.
Why? Wouldn't let you on the bus.
Blimey, I wouldn't care, but we're still sweeping up from the last time you came. How do you want it? Oh, I don't want much off, just give it a trim.
Right. Well, it's on your head.
I'll call back. That's all he ever says, that fella. Pops his head in 3 times a week. I think he's waiting for a chance to cut mine. I'll tell you one thing. Oh, either you've got dandruff or my ceiling's flaking.
Did you watch him on Saturday?
No, you're missing out.
Centre forwards, I've shot him.
He missed one on Saturday, see? I could have wafted it in with my cap. I'm not kidding. Ball drops at his feet, muffs it, gets it again. Nobody to beat. Goalie runs out to meet him. What happened? The shoe cans. Who? I'm sorry, did I nip you? No, but he gets me mad. I don't know why they don't drop him and play his missus. I wish I'd got him sat in this chair. He'd never had another ball. Come in, sir. You won't have to wait long. I've only these 3 to do here and these 5 round the corner. You what? You'll call back at 20 to 6. You do. I'm shutting at 5:30. And have you ever been in a barber shop when the father comes in with his little boy? Kids can show you up, you know. Are all these people before us, Dad? Are the Dad? Hey, Dad, Dad, are all these people before us? Why don't you answer, Dad? My mother won't half shout when we get home. You should have brought me last week like my mother said, shouldn't you, Dad? Instead of leaving things till the last minute like you always do.
You always leave things to last minute, don't you, Dad? Oh, look, there's Mr. Jones. He can't find a seat. There's one over there. He's racing that old man for it. He'll get it. He will. He won't. He will. He will. Oh, that's not fair, is it, Dad? He's tripped him up. Hello, Mr. Jones. Where's your other face? Oh, yes, he has, Dad. You told Mother that he was two-faced yesterday. Hello, old man. Is that a beard, or have you got your face on upside down? What's the matter with his head, Dad? Dad, what's the matter with his head? It's shiny on top. Dad, his head shiny on top. What do you keep telling me to shut up for, Dad? I'm only asking a question. Well, what's the matter with his head, then? Bald? What's bald, Dad? Dad, what bald, Dad? Aren't any hair on? Why, Dad? Why? Dad, why aren't you any hair on, Dad? Did it come off? Will mine come off, Dad? I'll be bald then, won't I? Dad, will you still love me when I'm bald? Hey, Dad, hey, have you seen what it says on that notice? Children under 7½ price. What do you tell the barber I was 6'4" when you know very well I'm 8½? Hello, Mr. Barber. My dad has a strap like yours. How are you going to hit that gentleman with it? Oh, see, look what you've gone and done. You've knocked all my marbles out of my hand now. There's one rolled under that barber's chair. Shall I get it, Mr. Barber? Well, I'm only telling you for your own good, because if you step on my marble while you've got that razor in your hand, you might slip, and if you slip, you cut that gentleman's ear off. What were you, Mr. Barber? If you cut that gentleman's ear off, can I have it?
Yo, mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, hum, it seems to me you love to see me cry. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody's needy. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? You're mean to me, oh why must you be mean to me, oh gee? How mean it seems to me you love to see me cry. I don't know why it must be great. What you mean to me, mean to me, mean to me. Why must you be mean to me?
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again, Wolf Phillips, for that very nice accompaniment. I was thinking, Wolfie, I ought to sing more songs in the programme. Well, what do you think?
Well, why not? It's a comedy show.
No, but you're a musician. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you describe my voice? Would you say it was light baritone?
Well, no, I wouldn't say light baritone.
Tenor, then.
No, not exactly tenor, no.
Am I more bass?
In some ways, yes. But I wouldn't describe it that way.
Well, think of something, Wolfie. It's rather embarrassing.
That's the way I'd describe it. Incidentally, I did hear the producer saying he felt you were standing too near the microphone.
Well, where does he want me to stand?
Well, actually, he suggested outside in the street.
There are other producers, you know.
My word, I don't know. I've never been insulted. What,
What I've really set my mind on is singing an operatic aria.
Mm-hmm.
If I do the Toreador song from Carmen, can the band play it?
Al, as a friend, you've picked a very difficult aria.
We'll have a band practice. I'll wait for you.
No, you see, you're being a bit too ambitious. How about Gilbert and Sullivan?
Well, they're all right for myself. I'd rather have Morecambe and Wise.
Look, I'm trying to be helpful. You see, you want to pick something popular. A lot of people make that mistake. Do you know they call me Mimi?
Well, I'm not surprised. One or two rumours. I think it's your hair, you know. You shouldn't backcomb it. Look, get the pianist to play the Toreador song.
Toreador.
Go on.
Yes?
He doesn't have to worry. I'll pull him through.
All right. Bob, give him the intro, will you?
Not got it. Is he playing on the white notes?
Yes. Yes, he's playing on the white notes, all right.
Well, that's where he's going wrong. Get him to play on the back notes.
All right. Half a tone down, Bob.
Is he in the union, this fella? Try it on the white notes again.
He's tried it on the white notes, Al, and he's tried it on the black notes.
Well, has he got any other colours?
Al, there are only black and white notes on a piano. You see, the trouble is, you're singing in the cracks.
Well, move the piano up half an inch. That should do it.
I'm sorry, I think we'll have to think of some other idea.
Well, I've got one, Wolfie. I've got an idea. And I'll tell you what it is, it's a good one. I want you to listen to the vivacious voice of Miss Sheila Buxton.
A wonderful day like today. I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. And I dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this. When the sun is as big as a yellow balloon. Even the sparrows, they are singing in tune. On a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The place is mine, and I'm gonna pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Thank everybody for mornings like these. On a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this, I could kiss I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The place is mine, and I'm gonna pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Thank everybody for mornings like these. For the world.
Thank you, Sheila. I say, I want to ask you something. We all love dogs. I'm an animal lover myself, and it's nice to own one. But how do you go on when you call on somebody who owns a dog, and it's very large and very ferocious, and it comes out to meet you, and you wish you were somewhere else, and you don't move? I mean, don't laugh, it's not funny. Woo! Come here! Woo! Come here! Woo! Come here! You stay where you are. Don't put your foot on that step or you'll rip your shoe off. Woo! Get in. Woo! Get in! Woo! See, squeeze past him while I've got hold of him. Go on, pass at the back. Woo! Go on, get past. Get past! Come on, I dare let go. He's not had his dinner. Now, are you going to behave? Behave! He's taking a dislike to you. I should try walking him backwards. He'll think you're coming out. Woo! Get in that room. Woo! Get in that room! Woo! No, let him get in. You come out. He'll not touch you. He's only showing off. Now, sit down. Sit! Sit! See, I should get up off the floor. You're confusing him. I'll make him shake hands with you. Go on, shake hands. Shake hands. No, don't try to pat his head. He'll have your arm off. And you know, he knows every word you say. Aye, but you say the wrong word, he'll have you. He's an old softbutt, aren't you? Eh? An old softbutt, aren't you? An old softbutt, eh? Eh? Woo! Well, you wicked beggar, did you see that? Bitten right through my sleeve. Right. That's the last time he gets barabone jelly. He knows he's done wrong, see? Hey, yeah, he knows he's done wrong, don't you? Hey, you know you've done wrong? Let him put his face near yours. He wants to kiss you. Hey, have you ever heard him sing? I say, have you ever heard him sing? Oh, aye, you can sing, can't you? Hey, he'll sing Nellie Dean. Go on. Sing Nellie Dean. Woo! Sing Nellie Dean. Woo! There's an old mill. Woo! There's an old mill. Woo! There's an old mill. By the stream. Woo! By the stream. Woo! By the stream. By the stream. No, sing it. Don't make one. Here. I'll show you something. I'll show you something. Watch him. Woo! Trust. 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 Woo! Now, as long as I say trust, you can do what you want with him. Trust. Now, you could turn him on his back and roll him over with your foot. Go on. Turn him on his back. Trust. Trust. Go on, roll him over with your foot. Trust. Go on. There you are. Now you try and get your leg away. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a return visit from four young singing stars from Australia who made such a very big impression last week on the show. Once again, I'm delighted to welcome the Seekers.
Open up them pearly gates for me.
Thank you very much, the Seekers. Well, how are you all enjoying yourselves at work?
Work? When you think about it. No, but no matter what job you've got, you don't get your money for nothing.
Of course, the great thing to do is to come home after a worrying day's work. You want to get your legs under the table, get stuck into the evening meal, and put it right out of your mind. But do you? Before you can ask the wife what's for tea, out of the blue, here it comes. Do you know you're going grey at the back? Can't win with the wives, can you? I've told you before, if you don't give that job up, you won't be with us this time next year. And then where will I be? Never mind about you, where will I be? Work, work, work. It's never off your mind. You can't have a day off sick without you've got me ringing up to see if they're managing without you. I wouldn't do it again. Last time I put a call through, somebody said, "Oh, is he off? I thought I'd missed him in the tea break." And while we're at it, you'll start coming home a bit better tempered. There's no living with you. No wonder the cat scuttles upstairs as soon as you walk in. And come and get your tea. I don't want any. We've had another day of it again today. Well, you don't need to bring it home here with you. It's me that's got to suffer. If I'm not sick and tired of it, who's off, who's on? What you've had to do, what he said, what she said, everybody doing it on you and you taking the can back. But let me say what a day I've had, and it's all stop moaning. And I'm bound to worry sometimes. I bet they don't worry over you. You're too conscientious. You're carrying that firm. You might well give you a clock every 25 years. I'm sure other people don't have to work like you do. Like Mr. Seddon, he's always home at 4:30 every day, pottering about, not a care in the world. And he doesn't have a wife to look after him. And you can take that smile off your face. I know what's on your mind. There'll be no happiness in this house until you get a fresh job. It wouldn't worry me if you gave your notice. I say it wouldn't worry me if you gave your notice. It wouldn't worry you if you gave your notice tomorrow. If I've got to scrub floors, I'm not putting up with this. It's not worth it. You're getting that touchy, I'm frightened to open my mouth. I only asked you in fun, are you happy at your work? And when I turn round, you're sobbing your heart out. I don't know. They don't understand wives, do they? Every job has its responsibilities. It's not as easy as that. It's bound to get on top of you at times. Go on, if you're going to be honest, how many times have you said it? Well, anybody can have my job any time. I'll sweep the streets first. Take any job you like. Just think the next time you step into your motor car. I mean, there must be a few scenes in one of these assembly lines.
Switch it off a minute. Hold it. Whoa, whoa.
What are they playing at with that conveyor belt?
Well, tell him to slow it down. The way they're going on, it's going to need Robbie Brightwell to keep up with it. Just look at my hands. Just look at them. I've been working that fast, I can't stop them going through the motions. Look at me. If I want to blow my nose, I've got to do it in 3 movements. Out of all reason. Has 8 gone through already with a wheel short? I'd like to see Castro's face if he queues up for one of these. Getting above a joke. There's only one working here. You want to feel my vest? It's ringing wet through. Don't touch that button, Wilkie. It's time somebody called halt. I'm not doing another stroke till we get this lot sorted out. It's all right, the boss coming round saying, "Come on," he says, "get you back into it. You put him in." The government, he says, "The government won't be doing it in 100 days. I'm having my tea break if it takes 100 years. And I'll go for that foreman yet. I'll have his life. Who does he think he is? Telling me to jump to it? I told him. I said Rome wasn't built in a day. He said, no, I wasn't on that job. Mind you,
Human nature being what it is, there are bound to be differences whichever way you work. But settling them, that's another thing. You see, it's somebody's job to sort out the difficulties of everybody else's job. And there's only one man for this. You know who it is, the union official. It only needs a wildcat strike and one of those rowdy mass meetings. And who'd have his job?
Never mind what George Woodcock says.
I'm telling you what's in the rule book. Now, can I please have Osh? We can do without the interruptions. Now, what was your question?
Do you mind?
The agricultural workers are on a different wage structure altogether. £8 an hour for shoveling what? Listen. Listen. Will you listen? I'm trying to answer this gentleman's question. It's no concern of this meeting what the shipbuilders get. Wouldn't help your case if they got a pound of rivet. Now, the Executive Council has said...
Absolute rubbish!
The Executive Council...
You don't know what they're talking about.
Look, I'm trying to answer this gentleman's question, so will you shut up? The Executive Council...
Job for the boys.
Nothing to do with jobs for the boys.
Cause trouble in the Labour Party.
The Labour Party doesn't come into this.
What about George Brown and his brothers?
George Brown calls everybody brother. He only calls one in Westminster, and that is his brother. Give over. Harold Wilson's got cousins in the cabinet, but what does that make me? Your question. The employers have said they're not prepared.
All wind
and what? Right, well, we'll have a show of hands. Now, you know what you're voting for. A one-day strike starting tomorrow morning. Those four? Right? Anybody against? Is there not one of you prepared to turn in tomorrow? Has nobody got the courage of his own convictions?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, daft beggar. Tomorrow's Sunday.
All in line, and life is fine. It only needs a smile to give the world a shine. Light up your life with laughter. You're happy ever after.
This has been Al Reed 64, in which you heard The Seekers, Sheila Buxton, Wolf Phillips and his orchestra, and of course Al Reed, who also devised the program. The script was by Ronnie Taylor and the producer by Will Worsley.
Until we meet next week, just have yourself a ball, 'cause after all...